Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and we're happy to be here on RBN going across the nation. We had a call toward the top of the hour from Pat in Wisconsin. Pat, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Well, fine. I just wanted to remind you and all of us that we should not be surprised about this now announced push just this week in the New York Times and elsewhere about the idea that this administration has renewed their idea on the comprehensive immigration reform and putting new legislation in. On about March 18th or around that date in 2009, President Barack Obama attended a town hall meeting in Southern California, and he renewed his support for the comprehensive reform, including a path to citizenship. And this was his quote: for law-abiding people who entered the country illegally. That's kind of an interesting statement, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Law-abiding illegals, there you go. And then one other item that I thought was interesting, that when there was the campaign that was going on, that a sheriff, Mike Scott, was attending a rally in Florida for the opposing GOP candidate, and he announced some information about Barack Hussein Obama. And by using the middle name, he was then investigated by the FBI. So I keep wondering when people will think we're going to go to a tea party. Now, to the listeners out there, we had scheduled Dr. Orly Tayetz, a principal attorney behind the Alan Keyes lawsuit, and we're hoping that the producers are still trying to get her on or that she will call in. But if that doesn't occur, we're going to talk about her anyway. So hopefully she will come on. And Pat, why don't you stay with me for a while and see if we can get her on here, okay?
Okay.
You've probably heard of Orly Tayetz, and to the listener out there, the spelling is O-R-L-Y-T-A-I-T-Z. And she is an attorney as well as a dentist. And she escaped from the former Soviet Union. And her experiences under a totalitarian communist regime has encouraged her with great vitality and zest, a beautiful woman, well-trained in more than one discipline, an attorney and a doctor, a dentist. She has been compelled to move forward on this issue. As we have talked this hour, we've talked about all the seemingly broken rules or the lack of interest in being a strong nation in regard to the well-being and welfare of its citizenry. So can you believe that here is an immigrant, a beautiful woman, well-schooled in disciplines of learning, and she is putting forth this extraordinary fight to clarify the origin of native-born or not native-born candidate Barack Obama, now President Barack Obama.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. We have a caller, Pat from Wisconsin, and we now have our guest today, Dr. Orly Taitz. And you are an attorney leading the charge, and I'm going to say good afternoon to you and hand the mic over and say welcome to Born on the 4th of July. You are indeed a freedom fighter, and you have experienced totalitarian government, and you have great incentive for free press and to get the word out. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Barbara Jean. Thanks for having me over.
Well, we're delighted to hear your story. Please share with America, far and wide, what you have been up to. Some of us have followed your trip to Moscow, Idaho, but you begin where you would like and tell us what we need to know to the best of your ability.
Well, I don't know how much your listeners know about my cases, but bottom line, early during the election cycle, I had some concerns in regards to Mr. Obama, and I have emailed the Secretary of State of California, Deborah Bowen, and asked her what documents did she obtain in order to check Obama's eligibility. And to my shock, I found out that she obtained absolutely nothing. She stated that they don't check anything. Now, State of California has a great precedent where previously somebody by name Eldridge Cleaver was actually thrown off the ballot, because prior Secretary of State Frank Jordan has checked his birth certificate, found out he was only 34, not 35, not eligible. So we had great precedents. And in our day and age, with all the means of communication, it's just unbelievable that the Secretary of State was not able or was not willing to do anything to verify such eligibility. And I have a blog. It's called defendourfreedoms.us. And I'm in contact with actually millions of readers. According to Alexa counter, I have something like 8.4 million hits per month. So I asked my readers to give me information what is happening in other states. And I found out that in each and every state, it's the same story. The secretaries of state do not check eligibility of the candidates. It's just sufficient for the candidate and his party to write that he is eligible. The candidate, in this case Obama, has written in each and every state on the ballot that he is eligible according to the laws of that state and constitution signed, and that was it. And there are specific problems with Obama's eligibility. First of all, in order to be the president, you have to be natural born. If you look up in the legal dictionary, a natural born citizen is one that has both parents U.S. citizens and was born in this country. Obama's father was never a U.S. citizen. He never even had a green card. He was here on a student visa. So for that reason alone, Obama was never eligible for presidency. Aside from that, the state of Hawaii is different from any other state in the nation in that it has a peculiar statute going back to the times when it was a kingdom, stating that children of Hawaiian residents, foreign-born children of Hawaiian residents, can get Hawaiian birth certificate, and it's statute 338. Anybody can go online, just Google state of Hawaii statute 338, and you will see it. So Obama's sister, Maya Soetoro, admitted to being born in Indonesia, and there is no record of her going through immigration either. So they just used the statute, got birth certificates, and that was it. Additionally, no hospital in Hawaii has any birthing file on Obama. When a child is born, there's supposed to be a file, a birthing file, that has information from OBGYE, from pediatrician, from admissions, from insurance. I mean, it's a huge file. I have three children. You know, I went through pregnancy, through labor and delivery. I know that a child cannot be born without there being a rather large file with records in the hospital, and no such file was ever found in any hospital. And actually, they were conflicting statements. Some were saying he was born in Kenya, in Queens Hospital. Other reports that he was born in Kapiolani Hospital. And, of course, there were numerous reports stating that he was actually born in Kenya that came from his relatives. It came from Ambassador of Kenya, from Kenyan Assembly. And recently, I have downloaded a report coming from Pakistan, from their public service exams, whereby if you don't know correct answer, you cannot be a public servant, work for the government in Pakistan. And one of the questions had to do with Obama, and it stated, 44th president of the United States, born in Kenya. And the whole world knows about the fact that he was not born in this country. But in this country, we've got an very corrupt mainstream media that is owned and run and manipulated by the same oligarchy that manipulates a whole government, and they were intent on putting him in power no matter what. Aside from that, Obama has traveled to Indonesia with his family. His mother has remarried. They actually immigrated to Indonesia when he was about 5 years old. Indonesia does not allow dual citizenship. And I have in front of me his school registration from Indonesia, clearly stating his name to be Barry Soetoro. He took the name of his stepfather, citizenship, Indonesian, religion, Islam, and he denies all of the above. When he came back to this country, there is a notation in California Assembly Journal of one Soetoro from Indonesia getting financial aid as a foreign exchange student from Indonesia. And that was when he was already an adult. And additionally, he has traveled to Pakistan at the time of martial law in Pakistan, at the time of General Ziaul-Haq being in charge of the country, and when there was a clear ban for anybody who is American, Christian, or a Jew to enter Pakistan. Obama was 20 years old. He was an adult at that time. So how in the world did he travel to Pakistan if he claims to be American and Christian? Clearly, the only possibility for him to travel to Pakistan at that time was on his Indonesian passport, claiming to be Indonesian and Muslim. Based on all of the above, he was never eligible for presidency of the United States. As far as we know, he is still citizen of Indonesia and possibly still citizen of Kenya. Additionally, I got a letter, a statement from a federal agent by name Stephen Kaufman in regards to Obama's certification of selective service. And Mr. Kaufman, who's been a federal agent for many years with highest level of security, has provided numerous evidence of that certificate being forged. For example, it showed that on top of the certificate, the serial number starts with 08, the first two digits are supposed to signify the year, meaning it was created in 2008. And underneath, it shows that somebody added an extra 8 in the beginning to make it look like it's a year 1980. So when you look at the certificate, you can tell that this is a certificate that was created in 2008 and then was forged and backdated to look as if it was created in 1980 when Obama was supposed to register. Now, why is it important? Specifically because if one fails to register for selective service, he is not eligible to work in executive branch. And, of course, presidency is the top position in the executive branch. Additionally, of course, if it's forgery, then he should be tried criminally. So based on all of the above, I have filed a legal action in California together with one more attorney. We filed on behalf of Alan Keyes, Markham Robinson, and Wiley Drake in state court. Later, I filed yet another case in federal court. And I filed a third case on behalf of Gail Lightfoot and six other plaintiffs. Gail Lightfoot was a vice presidential candidate on the ballot in California for Ron Paul, and several electors and voters I filed on their behalf in Supreme Court in California, and then later appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, a number of things have happened in the U.S. Supreme Court. My case originally was supposed to be read by Justice Anthony Kennedy, that is assigned to my District 9th Circuit. And originally it was denied by Kennedy. I resubmitted to Chief Justice Roberts, who agreed to hear my case. And he distributed it for conference by the full Supreme Court, all nine justices, to discuss it in conference on January the 23rd. And something very strange has happened. The case was on the docket, and you can see the docket of the Supreme Court on the Internet. It was there on January the 20th, before Obama was inaugurated. The court was closed on that day. And then January 21st, right after inauguration, it disappeared from the docket. Somebody erased all mention of my case as if it never existed from the exterior docket of the Supreme Court of the United States. Now, this is a scandal of enormous proportions. This is something that never happened in the history of the judicial system of the United States, to the best of my knowledge, and particularly when it has to do with a case that states that the person sitting in the White House is totally illegitimate and should be removed from there. Somebody clearly
wanted to... We're going to go to break here, Dr. Tayetz, and... What an amazing story. We're delighted to have you with us, and we'll return in just a moment.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, Dr. Orly Tates. And thank you so much for sharing with us. We will continue with your story and a docket of the Supreme Court wherein things can just disappear, selective service documents where they can be altered. Please continue with your findings on this issue.
Well, aside from the fact that the case disappeared from the docket and hundreds of outraged citizens were calling the Supreme Court, and I have, recorded the emails, the letters, and demanding the case to be re-entered. And it was re-entered on the 22nd, towards the end of the day, and then, of course, on the 23rd in the morning, the case was heard in conference. And I don't know what did the judges see on their docket. We can see only what's available for the public. I don't know what was available to the justices, but this is a scandal, and of course, this has to be investigated, and we need to find out who is guilty of a forgery of the docket of the Supreme Court. Was it hacking from outside? Did somebody from outside hack into the computer system of the Supreme Court? Was it done by clerks from the inside the court? Did they raise the case? Is it one clerk? Are there several clerks involved? But this has to be investigated. Moreover, 350,000 citizens have signed a petition by WorldNet Daily demanding that the Supreme Court hear this case. This and there were a few other cases that were stating the same, coming from other states, from Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. And aside from this from this petition by WorldNet Daily, the way individual letters, WorldNet Daily also sent individual letters. They were delivering everything by Federal Express. It's estimated about 500,000 citizens have written to each and every justice. On March the 9th, I was at a lecture given by Justice Scalia in Los Angeles. And during this lecture, I stood right there by the microphone the whole 2 hours. I wanted to be the first one by the microphone to get a chance to ask a question. And, you know, for me, it's not an easy feat. I have family. I have 3 children. I work. But I just felt this is just outrageous. It's horrendous what's been going on in the country. So I stood there, waited for the questions, for the question and answer session. And first of all, I asked in regards to yet another case that I was ready to file, quo warranto. Quo warranto, it's a case coming from old common law whereby the government would file this case demanding from a federal official, in this case it would be the president, explanation based on what warrant, based on what evidence, by what right does he occupy this position to make sure that we don't have a usurper occupying a position in federal government. And of course, here it's a position of the president and commander-in-chief. And a lot of leftist blogs were writing that this is an antiquated read and the Supreme Court would not hear it. When I asked Justice Scalia, he did not state that. He said, yes, we will hear it. If 4 justices agree, we will hear it on the merits. So I knew that what they were claiming, what Obama's people were claiming, that this is an antiquated read, that it's inappropriate, that was all nonsense. Also, of course, I had concerns because some people were saying that the issue of Obama's eligibility would not be heard by the Supreme Court, that this is an issue it's a political issue to be heard by Congress and Senate. Now, of course, I don't believe this to be a political issue. It's the issue of law and issue of fact, and the facts show that Obama has broken the law, and he should be removed ASAP. But, you know, it was important for me to know. And it's interesting that right after me, another attorney asked a question about his case that had to do with taxing interstate commerce. And in that case, Justice Scalia told him right away, well, this is a question for your legislature. I think you should take it to your legislature. So clearly he explained to the audience, and there were probably 1,000 people there, that the other question was a political question, but not mine, not the question about eligibility of Obama. So after the lecture, they had the book signing ceremony. So I purchased 2 books by Justice Scalia just to make sure I have some extra time to ask maybe another question. And I was letting everybody go ahead of me. I was just standing at the end of the line, letting everybody go. So I'll have maybe an extra minute to talk to Justice Scalia. And when my turn came, I was there, and next to me there were other attorneys and law students and Justice Scalia's Secret Service entourage. I asked him about my prior case. I asked him why didn't they decide in the conference to hear the case on the merits. And Justice Scalia was bewildered, and he looked at me and he said, I don't know, I don't remember. He had absolutely no knowledge about the case, even though it was reported that it was heard in conference and was discussed by all 9 justices.
We're going to go to break here, and you're listening to Dr. Orly Tetz.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
An incredible story. All of America is honored to hear your diligence, your patience, your long suffering in line to make that overture with knowledge to Supreme Court justices. I thank you for America. I'm so pleased to hear your story. Please continue.
Well, so after I asked Justice Scalia about my case, I asked him about three other cases, similar cases, and he had absolutely no knowledge about those cases. And he kept saying, I don't remember, I don't know, I don't know. And, you know, there were a number of people standing around me, so clearly they could verify that. It was very unsettling, specifically because two of those cases actually were referred to the conference by supposedly by Justice Scalia himself. The way petitions, emergency petitions work, it goes first to one specific justice. He needs to read the case, and if he believes that there is merit in this case, then he signs a specific paperwork, a specific decision, and forwards it for distributed to the full court, to all nine justices. And a question rises, how could that happen? I mean, it's impossible to believe that Justice Scalia would read those cases. And particularly one of those cases was submitted twice, one certiorari and another as an injunction, and refer them to conference. And then five times, supposedly, all nine justices sat in conference. and each one was supposed to provide his opinion and discuss those cases. And after five times of discussing, he would not know anything about those cases. It's just unbelievable. So there might be several options, and those options need to be investigated. There has to be criminal investigation of what has happened there. Did it happen so that some clerks never submitted those cases to the justices? Could it happen that they have written some kind of summary where they've summarized the cases in a negative way and the justices never read the actual cases? And we're not talking about something simple, something trivial. We're talking about probably the most important issue that came up in history of the United States of America, legitimacy of the President of the United States. It's just absolutely unbelievable. And clearly, those justices did not see those half a million letters. I can't believe that a justice of the Supreme Court would get letters from half a million American citizens. Think about it. How many letters, how many envelopes? His office would have been full, would have been overflowing up to the brim, and wouldn't know anything about them. It's absolutely impossible. So did somebody intentionally hide all of those letters from the justices? What happened there? Well, 4 days later, I found out that 4 days later, Chief Justice Roberts was supposed to give a lecture at Moscow, Idaho. And this is pretty far from me. I live in Southern California, and expensive too. But I decided, you know, I have to go. I have to see what's going on. I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I drove to San Diego, and from there I flew to Salt Lake City. And from Salt Lake City, I flew to Washington State, to Spokane, Washington, and then I rented a car and drove from Spokane to Moscow, Idaho. And I was there at the lecture, and right after the lecture, I just ran to the microphone, and the Secret Service was just stood up there. They didn't know where I was. They just wanted to be ready, and I just waved the pleadings. I showed them all I have is pleadings. I don't have a gun. I just want to ask a question, and I wanted to make sure that I have this opportunity to ask a question after, you know, all this effort that I made. The moderator, who I think was the dean of the school, law school there in Idaho, stated that the people asking the questions are supposed to state who they are and what is the question. So I stated, you know, my name is Orly Tate. I'm an attorney from Southern California, and I flew and drove thousands of miles to ask this one question. Are you, Chief Justice Roberts, aware of the illegal activity going on in the Supreme Court of the United States? For example, I have submitted two pleadings as supplemental briefs, and he decided on his own accord to accept only one of them and not accept the other. I pleaded with him, and he just decided to do it in such a way, God knows why. The case was erased from the docket, and hundreds of citizens have observed it. They cannot deny it. They tried to. As a matter of fact, the clerk dealing with stays, a gentleman by name Danny Bickle, was telling people that it never happened, or, for example, one attorney called and he told her that there was a glitch affecting the whole docket of the Supreme Court, and the woman was sitting in front of a computer screen where she could see all the other cases being there, so she could see vividly that this man is lying. He's just dishonest, and how could somebody like this be employed as a clerk of the Supreme Court? Things that happen just horrific, and there has to be an investigation. And I had my pleadings with me. Chief Justice Roberts stated, well, I see you have your paperwork, and I will read it. I also brought hundreds of pages, actually thousands, 3,300 pages of this petition for the case to be heard. And just recently I got something from a clerk saying that they would not hear case for reconsideration. And then the other case that I submitted on behalf of the high-ranked members of the military and state representatives, I submitted quo warranto. He stated, well, quo warranto is not based on our rules, but you can resubmit it in a different fashion as a petition for extraordinary writ of mandamus. And I'm working on that right now. But at any rate, Chief Justice Roberts owes it to American citizens to go on TV and or radio and explain what happened. He owes it to us to announce that what is being done, that there is an investigation of all of these activities. There has to be an investigation, and American citizens are supposed to get an answer. As a matter of fact, as I was flying recently, I read a book by Justice Scalia, where he's written, and I remember the page 77, he's written that quite often the courts don't want to take time and read the pleadings. And keep in mind, there are something like 70,000 cases submitted to Supreme Court, and only 70 are heard on the merits. And they pretty much rely on the clerks to see through those cases and choose 0.1% of cases to be heard on the merits. And it's interesting that at the same time that the Supreme Court decided that four cases in regards to legitimacy of the President of the United States should not be heard on the merits, they decided to hear on the merits a case dealing with the rights of tobacco smokers of light cigarettes to sue tobacco industry. I mean, this is absolutely insane that this is going on in the Supreme Court. The cases have to be decided based on importance to the nation. This is just unbelievable. Additionally, I've been getting emails. For example, there was a famous case of Terry Schiavo, where attorneys did go to the Supreme Court time and again and asked to spare her life. You know, it was a case where a woman was on life support, and the husband, who stood to get life insurance proceeds, wanted to pull the feeding tube and basically kill her in such a manner. And her parents were fighting for her. And an attorney has written to me, and she said, well, you know, who killed Kerry Schiavo? Did this court ever look at her case? Or was it a decision by some clerk? And keep in mind, the clerks did not take any oath. They were not picked by the president. They were not confirmed by Senate. And they are the ones making such decisions.
To the audience, I would just like to let them know, I believe it was March 13th, 2009, that you did your trip into Moscow, Idaho. Isn't that the correct date? March 13th.
Yes.
So they know that it's very recent. Also,
yes.
How can we have this justice system that seemingly is so selective, and I think you rightly say a more important court case I can think of not. What is the status now? You're going to have to redo it with a writ of mandamus, or how is it going to happen? And then we do have some callers that we might want to bring on.
Well, what I'm trying to tell the audience, it's not just one court case, because keep in mind, after year 2000, where the Supreme Court decided to stop the count, they are kind of hesitant about hearing those cases. I think that the citizens of the country need to act and continue working hard in different directions. One, of course, I will resubmit it. And they should urge, write and call the Supreme Court, demand that they hear those cases on Obama's eligibility. It's the most important issue right now, particularly in light of the fact how he's destroying this country, how he's destroying the financial infrastructure of this country, how he insanely prints over $1 trillion in one day, devaluing American dollar, how he takes apart our national security. Just insane what this man is doing. You know, if he would have been eligible, you know, there would have been plenty of reasons to take him out of office, but he is totally ineligible, totally illegitimate for presidency. But Aside from calling the Supreme Court, what is important is that the citizens write and call the Justice Department. I have submitted quo warranto request the Justice Department institute such proceedings on their own. They are the ones that need to proceed. They are the ones that are supposed to file a case against Obama demanding that he provide proof of eligibility. Aside from that, there are numerous criminal issues surrounding Obama. As I have mentioned, there are the documents that he posted on internet, according to experts, show numerous signs of forgery, Selective Service Certificate, and there are statements from two experts saying that there are serious questions about his certification of live birth that he posted on internet. And keep in mind, this is not a birth certificate. It does not show the name of the hospital, does not show the name of the doctor, shows no signatures. It's a limited value certificate. But even on that one, there are numerous questions, and each and every law-abiding U.S. citizen needs to call the Justice Department. The case was transferred to the Criminal Division, and then, actually, I just got a phone call yesterday from the Justice Department that the case that I submitted a series of dossiers about all the criminal activities surrounding Obama and his supporters. And each and every law-abiding American citizen needs to call every day. Don't let go. It's your country. If you don't want to lose your constitutional rights, if you don't want to lose your freedoms, if you don't want to be robbed of your life savings and your children's future, if you don't want Obama to operate those civilian labor camps and start his brown shirt youth camp, this Hitlerjugend, and if you don't want him to announce martial law, you better fight. And this is the key. You fight on the issue of his eligibility because he was never eligible, and we do have great precedents where two senators were removed from office because they were not eligible. They were removed under quo warranto, and in that case, the whole election is null and void, whereby each and every law that he signed would be null and void, and this needs to be done ASAP. Aside from that, we need to push for this criminal prosecution on all of the illegal activity. Of course, it's fraud, massive fraud perpetrated. They need to investigate massive campaign contributions fraud that, right now it's alleged, but they need to investigate that. Forgery. Perjury. For example, I have his registration from school from Indonesia stating that his name is Barry Soetoro. And for years, he went under the name Barry Soetoro. When he applied for the bar to be the attorney in Illinois, under penalty of perjury, under oath, he stated that he did not have any other names, and it's in writing. Well, this is perjury. People go to jail for this, and he should be prosecuted. He is not above the law. Nobody is.
Did you recently meet with Mr. William Austin Chatfield?
I sure did.
Why don't you tell them who he is and what you did there?
Well, Mr. William Chatfield is the national director of the Selective Service. And the way I was able to reach him was because, as I said, I have 160 plaintiffs right now who are members of the military. And one of them is a Major General, Major General Childers. He advised me to go there and talk to him. So I just came there. And the secretary asked me why am I there, and I said, well, my client is Major General Childers. I would like to talk to Mr. Chatfield. And she said, well, you can talk to me. I said, no, that's okay, I'll wait. So I just sat there and waited. I don't know where he's supposed to come to work, but he came after 10 o'clock in the morning, and I said, I would like to talk to you. And when I talked to him, I asked him point blank about all of those reported areas of forgery in Obama's certification of live birth, and he could not provide one intelligent answer. Nothing. Not one explanation, not one answer. Absolutely nothing. He just said, well, you know, we have him as registered. I said, okay, great. Well, if you have him as registered, then you will have no problem explaining a few areas on this certificate. For example, this stamp supposedly was used in 1980 when Obama signed up for selective service. According to federal agent that prepared the report, the stamp was discontinued in 1970. That's a wrong stamp. What is your explanation? He had none. I asked him about the year, about the date. Supposedly, it was sent in September. Well, in September of 1980, Obama was thousands of miles away in California, studying in accidental college.
We're going to go to break here. We'll go to break. We'll be right back. Dr. Orly Tates.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, our final segment here. Time goes so fast. Dr. Orly, will you please come back again on RBN, Born on the 4th of July?
Sure, I'll be happy to. And I'm asking everybody, go on my blog. It's defendourfreedoms.us, and there is an area there explaining what you can do. Please write to your attorney generals, your U.S. attorneys, district attorneys, police, sheriff's department, and demand immediate criminal investigation. Call the Department of Justice and FBI. Exactly. Each and every one of you. I mean, it's our problem. We all need to rise and take care of it.
And your background tells you about a totalitarian government, and we're just coming into one, and we might be naive, but you know that the press has avoided the truth, and I appreciate you so much. William Austin Chatfield, he's the director of the Selective Service. His office is in Arlington, Virginia. You met with him on 32509. He reports directly to the president, ladies and gentlemen, and no answers for questions brought. Dr. Tetz, you have the final statement here as we go to the top.
Well, as I said, I just ask for everybody to help me in this matter. I'm doing a lot of research, so if you go on my blog, you will see areas where it states I need help in research. And actually, it takes all of us. Just recently, we went with a group of volunteers to the Office of Secretary of State of Kentucky that has given us a copy of the letter that he is sending to the Attorney General of Kentucky, stating we cannot investigate, you're the investigating agency, we ask you to investigate the eligibility. I think this is the first time in history of the United States where a Secretary of State is asking Attorney General of State to investigate eligibility of a sitting President of the United States, and we did it. We did it. It's not just myself, it's a group of volunteers with me, people that served in the military, and that's what it will take. The whole country rising and saying enough is enough.
This is happening all along as we speak. I think on your website there is a letter dated April 3rd, 2009, and it was a letter to Mr. Hemingway, and it's from Robert Baer, who is an attorney with Perkins and Coyle in Washington, D.C., and we hear how the judges kind of just toss off any of this kind of activity. So people are trying, and it's very current, isn't it?
Well, everything is current. For example, one of my volunteers went to the office of Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, and I've got a letter from the office of Senator Lamar Alexander to FBI requesting investigation. We have Congressman Bill Posey that proposed a new bill, and I'm asking everybody, call your congressman, call your senators, and ask them to support Congressman Bill Posey on his bill, whereby anybody running for president will have to provide a certified copy of his birth certificate, of his vital records, or he cannot be on the ballot. We need to be proactive. When we were asleep, our country was nearly stolen away from us, and it can still be stolen if we are asleep, if we are lazy, if we sit on the couch and watch junk TV or read junk mainstream media. Forget it. I think today, if you want real news, you can get it only on the internet. You don't get it in mainstream media. And please come to the tea parties on tomorrow. Tomorrow at 1:30, I will be at a tea party in Studio City in California. It's the corner of Ventura Boulevard and Laurel Canyon.
Congratulations
it's important.
To you. A vital American, I applaud you, and I would hope I have the authority to extend gratitude from all of those who are listening to your story. We will have you back on, and we will energize. Are you going to a tea party? Yes, you say you are. America should go to the tea parties.
With recent internet